Exercise 7B, page 97.
On the programme today, I have with me Maxime Edwards, curator of the National Gallery. Maxime, there is a recent trend towards free admission to the country's art galleries and museums instead of charging an entrance fee. Do you think this is a good idea?
In my view, no. Museums and art galleries need funding to survive. You can't expect the government to pay for it all, so of course visitors should pay for a ticket. With that money, our gallery, for example, can cover maintenance costs and acquire new exhibits.
That's a good point. But what about people who say that art is part of our national heritage? The exhibits can even be said to belong to us in a way, so we shouldn't have to pay for them.
I would reply that other cultural institutions such as theatres and concert halls charge tickets, and people always pay to attend them. So why should museums and art galleries be any different?
But surely they play a more educational role than theatres or concert halls, and should therefore be free. I mean, they promote an appreciation of art and shouldn't just be treated as one-day-out tourist attractions. People should be able to come and go freely. A bit like going to do some research in the library.
Yes, well, in that case, there should be an entrance charge, precisely to ensure that museums and galleries don't have to sell off valuable works in order to survive. Then there would be no art left to appreciate.
I'm sure many of our listeners would still insist that paying for admission is unfair to people on low incomes. After all, why should art and culture be only for the rich?
I can't disagree entirely. Perhaps the solution would be to admit the public free at certain times.